considerable time. I think that was the biggest problem with me, rather than feeling terribly bad at all. The only thing when you go away that was terribly difficult for me was if I went, say, for a week to, I don't know, or a fortnight to America or somewhere, was this problem of hypos in the middle of the night, where you had to have something. So I gradually got into the habit of making sure that I had the best thing for me is Lucozade, but that doesn't last all that long. It takes you up, but you've got to go a bit extra and if you are really terribly low. So in many places, if there was a posh hotel and you got room service, I would say, look here, I want a bottle of cold milk and some Weetabix or something and plenty of sugar brought up when you come and do the beds or something like that. So that was the biggest sort of problem, really, rather than living or walking or whatever. The hypos in the middle of the night.
Did you suffer from many hypos?
Well, no, not really. I very, very seldom did I feel desperately poorly with hypos. I just used to know perfectly well, for some strange reason, which is difficult really to explain, I used to feel very low, a little bit sweaty, mentally going a little bit cockeyed, and usually in the middle of about 2 or 3 a.m. in the small hours. And I knew that this was the case. Go down, upstairs with me, finding that the blood was low, and coming down and having the gorgeous treat of a lot of cold milk and a lot of sugar on Weetabix. One of the great delights in life. But I know people, and I'm sure everybody knows people, who really get hypos terribly badly, who pass out with hypos. And I think the partner has to say, look, here's a... You get various things, can't you, with a vial of stuff you can inject, you'll find straight away. But I could cope with that. But it does make you feel awfully bad for certainly a quarter of an hour. So wake up and you say, I wonder what it is. And then you know what it is. But I've never had hypos in the sense of many people, when they say, go along to the hospital, have you had anything to eat? And it doesn't make much difference to me. In hospital, they said, look, we're not going to give you any breakfast this morning because we want you to experience hypoglycemia. And it didn't work with me at all.